Let me ask you this. Have you ever wondered if God really wants to hear from you? Me too. And we're looking at one of the boldest, most persistent prayers in all the Bible. This is in Genesis chapter 18. Abraham is getting ready to pray to God, but here's a little bit of the background as God invites Abraham to have this discussion with him, have this prayer with him. We're going to start, we're going to look at a number of verses. You got to stick with me. We're going to start with verse 16. It says, when the men got up to leave, these were the two angels with God. When the men got up to leave, they looked down towards Sodom, and Abraham walked along with them on their way. Then the Lord said, this is key, shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all the nations on earth will be blessed through him, for I have chosen him. So this is part one, right? God says, shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do? Now imagine this. You've got this young couple, and they're your kids, right? Your son and his wife, and they're sitting there, and they look at each other like with sheepish eyes, like, should we tell them? Like, what are they about to tell you? A, if they're married, they're going to tell you that they have a baby coming, or if they're not married, they're going to tell you, we're engaged, right? This is the thing. If someone says to you, should we tell them, you know that they're about to tell you. So that's what has happened. God said, Abraham, should we tell him? We know it's coming. Next, it says, verse 20, then the Lord said, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great and their sins so grievous that I will go down to see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know. This sounds a little bit strange, but how is this an invitation to have a conversation? God is saying, okay, the situation in Sodom is terrible, but I'm going to go take a look to see if it's as bad as I think. God is, in a sense, inviting Abraham to say, I haven't quite made my decision, and that's a whole different theological discussion, but I haven't quite made my decision, but I'm going to go down and see if this is what the situation is. He's saying to Abraham, okay, I've told you the thing. Now I want to know. I'm opening the door a little bit to have a conversation about them. And so Abraham is hearing this, right? He wants to plead for Sodom. The final thing goes like this. The men turned and went towards Sodom, but Abraham remained standing before the Lord. So we have this amazing exchange where God has told him the secret information. He has said, I haven't quite made my decision up. So he's kind of opening the door for discussion. And then finally, they're alone. And so Abraham seizes on this opportunity. It's persistent and it's bold. And you're going to hear this prayer in just tomorrow, like how amazing this is and the confidence that Abraham had. And you think, you know what? God has never really asked me to pray to him. But I would disagree. Maybe it's your shame or guilt keeping you away from a conversation with God, but Jesus has come and paid for all your sins. Jesus says, come to me, you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. God says, cast all your anxiety on me because I care for you. God, like a loving father, wants you to sit in his lap and tell you what's going on in your life, and God wants to listen, and God wants to care, and God wants to do something about it. Has God ever asked you to come and talk to him? He certainly has. So let's do that now. Heavenly Father, you invite us to sit in your lap and to pray. You invite us to come with all our concerns and worries. We don't have to worry about our shame and our guilt because you've taken care of that. So empower us and encourage us to come to you more and more with whatever requests we have. We ask this in our Savior's name, who allows us to pray to you. Amen.
Hey everyone, Pastor Mike here from Time of Grace. Thank you so much for investing your limited time to grow in your faith with us. But could I ask you for one more favor? I'm sure you're itching to check out social media or go on to the next part of your day, but you could do a huge help for the kingdom of God if you would rate and review this podcast. Just taking a few seconds of your time will help other people to find Time of Grace, which matters so much to us because we want people to hear about grace, to hear about Jesus, to hear about eternal life. So thanks for taking a little more time. We pray that God blesses you with a great day, and we'll see you soon.